Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Scott Christopher is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You know our good buddy Chester Elton, who joins us a lot of times and talks to us about carrots and things like that? Well, he's connected to Scott. And the reason he's connected to Scott is because the books that Chester has co-authored have been co-authored with a guy named Adrian Gostick, who is the co-author of Scott's book. So it's all one big happy family. And the book is called Why It Pays to Lighten Up, The Levity Effect is the title of the book, Why It Pays to Lighten Up. Scott is an actor, ladies and gentlemen, and for film and television. He's a speaker and author and a columnist for Workplace HR Magazine and the author of a book called Lighten Up. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Wow, I sound like such an important person when you put it that way.
Well, we know we do what we can around here, Scott. And but that's the end of that, because from now on we're not going to take things too seriously, Scott.
Perfect. I'm in.
You know, my audience knows that that I buy into your levity effect concept. That it does pay to lighten up, and one of the ways they know this every day, every single day, Scott, is they hear me laughing at myself, because
yeah.
I am an imperfect human being, and imperfect human beings do things that are funny, probably the best thing that ever happened to me, and probably the only reason why, you know, the rest of the human race hasn't run me off to another planet is because I actually can laugh at myself.
Well, that's pretty important too, Jim. You know, it's like right near the top of my list of suggestions of things people can do to kind of start lightening things up and living with levity is to stop taking themselves so doggone seriously, you know,
yep.
And have a little bit of self-effacement.
Well, you know, I remember, you know, as a young person, you know, noticing people were laughing around me. And I couldn't figure out what...
With you?
They were laughing. They were just around me and they were laughing. And I thought, well, what's so funny? And all of a sudden, I realized they were laughing at me, you know, and I didn't like that. And so finally, I realized that I wasn't going to stop doing things that would make them laugh, so I might as well just join the party.
Well, good point. Yeah, that's healthy perspective, Jim. You know,
well,
join in on the fun, even if it is at your expense. I mean, typically, people aren't looking to hurt anybody's feelings or to offend, you know, but, I mean, certainly it's out there and it exists. But generally speaking, I think people, when they're having fun, are just looking to make their lives a little bit easier and perhaps, you know, the people around them.
Well, it's the human spirit, isn't it? To be, I mean, look at when you see the documentaries that people do across the world, and they stick the camera in the face of children and people who maybe haven't seen a camera before or they don't speak the language at all. You know, the smile is universal, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it is. And interestingly enough, like even during this kind of political season right now, you'll notice that the candidates, whether it's by design, and it probably is, they're starting to discover the power of levity in some respects, not only with the way that they handle people in a public setting, but also just like making appearances on Saturday Night Live and poking fun at themselves or showing up on Jay or David. And, you know, I don't know if you saw McCain with Letterman a couple nights ago.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
You know, I mean, I think they realize that, you know, the voting public wants to have in office a well-rounded human who is okay with poking fun at themselves, laughing it up a little bit. So
nobody did it better than Reagan, though, did they? I mean, I think he was the last one who could actually pull it off. Whether it was contrived or not, you never knew it with him because he could pull it off.
Right, and if you look at the succeeding presidents who've come since him, you know, no one could accuse any of them of being overly serious, particularly today, and you know, with Clinton as well, and even the first George Bush, there was a general sense of affability, you know, a willingness to crack a smile, to get a little twinkle in their eyes, and And that characteristic, I think, is important in a leader. I mean, even Abe Lincoln would joke, even during the Civil War, about how General Grant was drinking it up and the field commanders are upset. And he said, well, find out what brandy drinks and send it to all of our field
all
generals,
the generals
because
right.
he's winning us the war, for heaven's sakes. You know?
Now, we've been talking about having fun and lightening up, but you use the term levity, and you combine it with the word effect. What is the levity effect?
Well, there's actually, as we talk about in the book a little bit, there's five levity effects, and it's essentially saying, look, where you can find the ability and the time to lighten up, to allow fun to happen, to be fun yourself, it doesn't always mean that you have a killer sense of humor or some rapier wit. Sometimes having a great sense of humor simply means that you understand humor, that you get it, that you allow it or tolerate it. And so there's five levity effects that we talk about. One of them is, having a sense of humor, as mentioned, and how that can, in fact, enhance your communication skills in business and in life.
Another it disarms one is, your detractors, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. I mean, because most people are laboring under the impression that, having fun or having humor means a lack of credibility, which nothing could be further from the truth. In fact,
right.
I think, even Bob Dole, poor guy, if he had unleashed some of his humor before the election,
right.
he may have
well,
changed
he's,
the course
he's got a wonderful dry wit.
That's what I mean. I just, what was his image during the campaign? It was kind of the staid, serious war
right.
veteran,
right.
Very monotone. And then the next night, he goes on Letterman. Then he goes on Saturday Night Live. Then he does ED commercials, kind of mocking himself.
Right.
People fell in love with him, and
yep.
and most of us said, "Boy, where was that? I would have pulled the other trigger.
Might have voted for him." Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's some other effects. Respect.
Talk to us. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say that another one is you lead with levity, is you have that sense about you that you tend to build higher levels of trust and respect among the people you work with, the people you live with, etc.
Well, one of the things that I believe when I on this show we talk to small business owners and employees but also people who manage businesses
right.
at the ownership level or at the management level, and one of the things that I believe is important for any manager to be able to demonstrate is that they are serious business people, that they are capable of seeing the gravity of certain issues and being able to solve problems seriously, but also to show that other side, that levity side, that side of, as you call it, affability. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more, folks, with our new friend Scott Christopher, but he's soon to be an old friend because we have friends, mutual friends, don't we? Quick break, right back with Scott Christopher. The book is called The Levity Effect. I'm Jim Blassingham here in Chicago. Take us out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. And thank you for using it. You're just using it like crazy, and I appreciate that. You're listening to the show. You're streaming it. You're podcasting it. All the different ways that we make available to you. You can check out our Brain Trust members. There are over 600 Brain Trust members. The largest community of small business experts in the world right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, the articles, thousands of those, and our newsletter. You can subscribe to it there. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. More and more of you are. It's growing like crazy, and I'm really happy about that. No barrier to entry, folks, at our websites. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. And you might even have some fun, which is one of my goals. We're visiting with Scott Christopher. He's the co-author of The Levity Effect. We're talking about how to lighten things up in the workplace. But, Scott, still be serious managers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can still be serious. We can still be serious about being managers. We can still be serious about business. We can still flip the switch and say, okay, now, guys, let's get serious and focus on this project. This thing's going to take us down here. We can still do that, but then in the midst of all that, when something happens that gives you an opportunity to find a little joy, a little happiness, a little smile, take that opportunity.
Exactly. I mean, it really, Jim, it's just a question of being a balanced individual. I mean, you know, nobody wants the CEO to show up and start doing, you know, karaoke during lunch hour every day, or, you know, putting on a red nose and glasses and doing shtick in a board meeting. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, it's really just a question of a state of mind, if you will. You know, we were kind of talking during the break about, you know, the ability to sort of have that humor button kind of turned on, and maybe sitting in idle. And, you know, you were mentioning that it's kind of a hair trigger. Sense of humor that is there and it's ready.
It's always ready to fire.
Exactly. It's kind of a radar. It's just it's just on, but it's an idol. And too many people think that means that they're not credible enough. And so, you know, because people are going to perceive them as being the goof off. Who wants some laughing, you know, yucker that's running around, that, you know, that's piloting the company airplane or handling finances or dealing with upset customers on the phone? But the fact is that the person that has that degree of that shard of levity, if you will, in their personality, actually will probably do those things a little better. They tend to be less stressed. They tend to be more creative. They get along better with others. They stay at their job longer.
How about this? This is something I think is important,
yeah.
Scott. What about honesty? And here's my point. If I am not capable of laughing at myself, if I'm not capable of sort of, you know, humanizing myself and laughing at my own mistakes, doesn't that make me more likely not to reveal my mistakes as quickly and get help?
That's absolutely true. It correlates to trust and respect, especially in a work environment, because when you allow people to have some fun, kind of to have their own bit of humor and levity, when you also can show that you can have fun with things, that you can admit to your mistakes, let's face it, you know, having a sense of humor is kind of like having that spoonful of sugar when the medicine goes down.
Right.
When things are, there's tension, when there's an issue, some problem. I mean, even back in the medieval times, they would send those jesters out onto the out of the battlefield to try to get the competing sides to laugh a little bit before, you know, they ended up garroting each other or whatever, you know, in the hopes that maybe the laughter would kind of put things off. And typically, you know, it is the great mediator. It's very common ground to just laugh.
Scott, the book is called The Levity Effect. Tell us where it's available.
It's available everywhere. Amazon.com, of course, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million. You can even order it off the website, levityeffect.com.
All right, so check that out. And we'd read a little bit about it at levityeffect.com?
Absolutely. There's, there's probably more excerpts available on Amazon.com.
Right, okay.
But,
all right,
yep.
Check that out, folks, levityeffect.com or just Levity Effect at your local bookstore or online bookstore. Okay, I want to go over these effects you mentioned a minute ago. Communication is one of the levity effects. Another one is innovation. We haven't talked about that yet. The other one is respect. We talked about that. Health. We all know that laughter is good for your soul, your body, and your spirit. And of course, wealth. But let's talk about innovation. What does levity have to do with innovation?
Well, mostly it has to do with being able to generate new ideas and creativity. Basically, what a study that we did found is that they hooked up people to like stressometers, for the lack of an easier word. And this is fairly intuitive and makes sense, but where people are watching like a frightening, a scary, or a negative film, one that causes some stress, you know, their stress levels go way, way up. And it's scientifically proven that when you're under stress, you simply are not at your best. When you throw a group of people into a room and say, innovate, come up with some ideas, let's have a brainstorm session, and there's a sense of furrowed brows and clenched jaws and people are taking it very seriously, they're simply not likely to unleash their own innate creativity and come up with the kind of innovation, the kind of ideas that they're looking for.
Seriousness does not, in my opinion, lead to creativity. I mean, somebody's got to be able to say, what if we turned that cow upside down and painted it purple? You got to have a little bit of sense of humor to come up with something like that.
That's right, yeah.
You
take things head on seriously. I mean, you know your task is serious, but you approach it in a lighter way, and you're far more likely to come up with a broader range of options.
Humor is a good best practice, ladies and gentlemen. Levity is an outstanding best practice. I promise you it will serve you well on many levels, financially and every other way. The co-author is Scott Christopher, along with Adrian Gostick. The book is called The Levity Effect. Scott, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to. Jim, I've had a blast.
We have two. Thanks for being here. Scott Christopher, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back after these messages with Sam Norwood. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.